Longer lifespans combined with risk factors such as alcohol and tobacco use, physical inactivity, and obesity are behind a rise in cancer cases in low- and middle-income countries, the World Health Organization, WHO, warns. The UN agency estimates rates in these regions could jump by as much as 70% over the next 15 years unless action is taken. WHO is highlighting the importance of early detection ahead of World Cancer Day, observed this Sunday, the 4th of February. Bronwyn Cowley in Geneva has been speaking to WHO technical officer Dr. Andre Ilbawi.
What we see are demographic changes that happen in low and middle-income countries as we've become much better at managing infectious diseases, causes of early death, HIV/AIDS, for example, in the sub-Saharan continent. We start to see people living longer, and one of the greatest predictors for who develops cancer is age. That is the primary driver, so demographics. The greater the life expectancy of a country, the more likely they are to see cancer. If we look specifically at what we call age standardized rates, that's the likelihood, for example, of an average 40-year-old developing cancer. We still see, in general, high-income countries may have higher rates. This is in part because of risk factor exposures, the biggest one being tobacco. We still see that the high-income countries are still suffering the consequences of high tobacco rate use in the 80s, 90s, and early part of this century. The concern is, as we look at the landscape of low- and middle-income countries, those risks are also becoming more common. Tobacco use, alcohol use, obesity, physical inactivity. We see those as the potential drivers now of higher cancer rates at the average 40-year-old, let's say, and also compounded by the demographic changes of people living longer. So those two forces are coming together to create a rate of cancer increases in low- and middle-income countries that will really strain the health system. Because what we have to envision is the number of a 70% increase in the next 12 to 15 years. But what we also have to envision is 70% more of the health services, 70% more hospitals, providers to offer cancer treatment, people to give an appropriate diagnosis, and primary healthcare workers aware of cancer. If we were to envision that already low- and middle-income countries are strained in their management of cancer, and then envision an almost doubling in the next 10 to 15 years, this is why we see cancer as such an urgent public health problem.
So if there's a 70% increase in low- and middle-income countries, how does that compare to increases in higher-income-level countries?
Yeah, so what we see in high-income countries and in upper-middle-income countries is that the rates can fluctuate. In some settings, the rate of an average person between the age of 40 and 60 may actually be going down. And this, again, is in some countries because of decreasing tobacco. Also, some of the historic risk factors we see, for example, infectious-related causes of cancer, also if those risks have decreased. So we see cancer rates are also stabilizing in high-income countries in terms of incidence, the number of total cases. And what we estimate and the general concern is as many as one in three people in a high-income country can have cancer. That is, at the population level, that poses a significant personal burden and also a population burden to now manage cancer at such a large scale. So how to address cancer remains a global challenge. The challenges differ to some extent according to the income level, but it is a global challenge.
How are the statistics of diagnosed cases and deaths? How do they compare in low- and middle-income countries and upper-income countries?
The statistics, we have much better information from high-income countries. One key element of good cancer control is to know who's developing cancer and where. And that's generally done through a mechanism that we call cancer registries. These are systems by which we track the number of people who develop cancer. In high-income countries, we can see as many as 90% of the population, if not more, is captured in this registry system. The problem is when we look at low and middle income countries, it can be less than 5% are captured within the registries. We still estimate the total number of cases based on the 5% who we do capture, but many of us believe that it's likely an underestimate. There are probably greater number of cases of people who never make it to the hospital, never make it to a primary care clinic, and are develop cancer and unfortunately pass away without any healthcare services from cancer. So we see that this is a priority for us to better understand cancer globally, to better understand what types of cancers are common, so we can develop tailored strategies to address those cancers in a country, and to also track changes over time so we know whether or not we're making a difference. So for us, that is one of the WHO and International Agency for Research on Cancer priorities, that is IARC, which is to better identify who develops cancer through stronger registries.
How can you improve diagnostics in low- and middle-income countries?
That's a very important question that you ask, because we have some new statistics from WHO that show that the availability of pathology, which is what's required for a diagnosis of cancer, is to look at the cells under the microscope and confirm that what may appear to a provider, a healthcare provider, as cancer is in fact confirmed cancer. We often need to look at it under a microscope or using a specific diagnostic test. These diagnostic tests, including pathology, are generally not available in the majority of low-income countries. So in a recent report by WHO, we found that only about 30% of low-income countries have the capacity to do basic pathology and diagnostic services, which means that we know we're already missing a large number of patients who are developing cancer because they're never even told with confirmation that they in fact have the disease.
What are you hoping for from World Cancer Day?
World Cancer Day really is a day to bring the world together around this common cause. Seeing that cancer is a global problem, the response also has to be global. And there's a shared interest across cultures, across communities, to acknowledge that cancer is a priority, and it's a disease that impacts people at a very personal level. So we want to continue to increase the visibility of cancer as a public health concern in countries across the world. As soon as we can better understand this disease that is so complex and so challenging, we can come up with strategies as a global community to tackle it in a more effective way. Cancer continues to cause 8.8 million deaths and increasing each year, so we do need an immediate response. What we hope to do on World Cancer Day is to accelerate the response of governments and of global stakeholders to enact change and reduce the number of deaths and disability from cancer.